Today's devotion is entitled, Secure Love, by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. Loving others is risky. How often have you heard the seemingly saccharine, love is patient, love is kind? Even the biblically illiterate knows St. Paul's verses from 1 Corinthians 13. While we usually hear these words read at a wedding, Paul talks about love in all our relationships, especially between members of Christ's body. We all nod our heads to the points he makes. We can have all sorts of gifts of knowledge, faith, and good works, but if we don't have love, what's the point? We are just a noisy gong. Then Paul lists the various qualities of love, and we get a little tingle down our spine. Sounds wonderful. But does it? Reread Paul's description of love. Love is patient, kind, not irritable, assumes the best of everyone, does not rejoice in wrongdoing, does not envy, is not boastful, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. First of all, how are you doing in those characteristics? Second, and more importantly, do you think that's a smart way to live? Believes all things, does not seek its own, always hopeful? Sounds like a sucker to me. To love, as Paul describes, means to let down your guard and not worry about yourself. To forgive, as Jesus commands, means not to concern yourself with repercussions. We are always worried about being taken advantage of, losing out, getting hurt, and rightfully so in this crazy world. Therefore, the root of our inability to love others lies in our insecurity. You have to feel really secure about your situation, identity, and future to be so liberally generous with your time, words, and life. You have that security. You have been given that sort of love. God loves you in Jesus Christ. You are ridiculously and recklessly forgiven. God will provide for you, let alone raise you up on the last day. You can love recklessly because God has given you His love. Each day before you, consider how you can love others. Remember how much you are loved and are secure in that love. You have nothing to lose.